It seems to me that people in positions of authority are not given much prestige anymore. Now it is true that those holding authority are not in and of themselves prestigious, but the office which they occupy has been given for the common good and should be honored and obeyed. I believe this references the fourth commandment of the Christian faith, honor your father and your mother. Parents and other authorities serve as God's representatives for the support and protection of our life on earth. Other authorities would include legal guardians, teachers, healthcare workers, and government officials. It is the role that they occupy that is to be held in prestige, which then dictates how we should respect and honor those in the office. There seems to be a general disregard for authority and those who have been given authority. If this trend continues, we will drift into anarchy and only the self will be held in prestige. This is not good nor right for any society. Prestige means having standing or estimation in the opinion of people. A commanding position in people's minds, having weight or credit in general attitude, is prestige. It should apply to those who serve society in positions of authority. Teachers in our school system should have prestige, and so be honored, obeyed, and cherished by students, parents, and others. This does not seem to be so among us. How we view our government officials has also deteriorated. Those holding the office should be given prestige regardless of our agreement with them because of their service to us. The word prestige derives from the Latin verb prestringo, meaning to bind or tie up, to squeeze tight or compress. The Latin phrase prestringere oculis means to bind or dazzle the eyes. This morphed into the Latin noun prestigia, which means juggler's tricks. Middle French developed the word prestige to indicate illusion, fascination, and enchantment. In the early 1800s, prestige was used in English in association with jugglers or conjurers. Eyes are dazzled by the tricks of performers which held them in prestige. Somehow by the late 1800s, prestige in English moved from illusions to fascination and enchantment that thus acquired a slant toward an honorable position. The definition given by the Oxford English Dictionary is influence or reputation derived from previous character, achievements, or associations, especially from past success. Authority figures were bestowed prestige based on achievements of the past that may not apply in the present nor the future. It is that definition that leads to challenges of authority figures today. Some believe that the powers that have authority are only based on illusion that can be challenged and despised. Thus, it is crucial that the established order finds its roots in the Creator's order, not the characteristics of the office holder. Once authority is divorced from God, there is no basis for affording prestige to any. This, I believe, is the great challenge for our society today when it comes to any authority. Synonyms for prestige include influence, authority, weight, and credit, all in connection with power exerted over the minds or behavior of others. Influence applies to a force exercised and received consciously or unconsciously. The well-known politician used her influence to get the bill passed by a narrow margin. Authority implies the power of winning devotion or allegiance or of compelling acceptance and belief. The opinions of many people lack authority and hold little substance. Weight is measurable sway in determining acts or choices. The directives of the union leaders obviously carry much weight with the teachers in the province. Credit suggests control that arises from the confidence of others. The politician's reasoning has credit with many in the public square. Teachers, parents, healthcare workers, and government officials should all be prestigious offices in our society. This implies responsibility for those holding the office that they serve the public with integrity and honesty. And it means responsibility for the public to accord them prestige, even if we might disagree with them. This makes for a good and functional society. John would like to know if anyone has a sincere interest in a relevant word that he could possibly research for an upcoming column. If so, please send your requests to wordwisdom2021@gmail.com. Words will be selected according to relevance and research criteria. We cannot confirm that all words will be used. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.